You wouldn't say something.
Well, it'd be a load, I suppose, a load of corn.
You wouldn't call it a turn of corn or anything like that?
No, we never call that anything. It just words, be a load of corn, that's all.
How about the amount of wood you can carry in your hands at one, or in your arms at one time? What'd you call that?
Well, that's an arm load.
All right. The, say if you got a truck or a wagon that'll take, say, two cords of wood and you've only got one in it. What do you call that? A partial load like that in the wagon.
That would be a half a load. That's okay.
You want to take your clothes out to dry. You take them out in a clothes...
The washer?
Well, no, but take them out to the line. What container?
Wash basket?
Yeah, okay. The... I guess if, you know, again, if you were so inclined, this is the only thing I can think about. Beer, when it's on draft, comes in what kind of container? Usually made out of metal nowadays, out of steel.
Barrel. Probably in steel barrels.
Steel, is there anything smaller than a barrel that you'd...
Keg.
Yeah.
Kegs.
If you have something that, it's a musical instrument you want to blow and make music on, what do you call that?
Mouth harp.
Okay. What's, describe a mouth harp, what is it?
Well, the best way to describe it is to...
Oh.
Yeah.
We get a concert.
Yeah, to show you that we have one on hand.
Oh, my.
Oh,
isn't that nice?
Is there any other word for that?
Well, mouth organ, uh-huh. Or mouth harp.
Did you ever see the kind you pluck? Pluck and blow at the same time?
No. Mouth harp?
Well, it's a little different from that in design. It has a little thing on it. You go twang, 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 and play it.
Oh, same on
thing.
A bell? On a bell?
No, you blow on it, but you twang it at the same time.
That looks like quite an old one.
No?
Not
what I was looking for was Jew's harp or anything.
Oh, Jew's harp. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I never could get anything out of a Jew's
harp. No, I couldn't either. But it's you still can't remember that name for that steel thing that'd go around the barrel to hold it together.
No.
Okay, you got a bottle full of stuff.
Barrel. Stave. No. Stave is your upright.
Your wooden part, yeah.
Barrel ring or something. There's a different name for it.
Yeah, okay, well, we can come back to that. You got a bottle, and you want to make it so that the liquid that won't come out, maybe take something and stick in the top. What do you call that thing you stick in? It's not a cap, but something else. Yeah, it's real simple and obvious.
I wouldn't know.
Okay. Let's see. You take a, what do you call a thing you used to pound nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. On horse-drawn equipment, this next section's on horse-drawn equipment. So this is goes back slightly even before the Model T.
Model T Ford.
But
that'd be the next thing, I suppose, huh?
No, there's nothing on the Model T. This is really, really real.
Oh, yeah.
On a two-horse rig, you have a long piece of wood that is attached to the wagon and ends up being between the two horses. What do you call that? It sticks out the front of the wagon.
That's a pole.
Okay.
Yeah.
On a one horse rig, you have two things that stick out of the front of the wagon. What do you call those?
Buggy.
Yeah,
come on, step out. Buggy.